got to say I'm still in shock after hearing this morning of the passing of Major General Jim Molan. Listeners to the program will remember just before the Christmas break began, Jim was on this program and talking about, well, the release of his recent book. He also talked about various matters of what he and listeners believe were very important political matters about the future of this country. And he spoke with such passion and conviction and energy that when I was apprised of his passing this morning, I was virtually in disbelief. In fact, to tell the truth, we were planning to invite Jim on the program today to talk about some of the developments of the last few weeks while the program was in recess. I'll just read this very briefly. It says, Senator Jim Molan has died, aged 72, 2 years after he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. In April 2021, he announced he was taking sick leave after being diagnosed with cancer. He returned to Parliament after his treatment and was re-elected to a six-year term in the Senate in the May 2022 election. Now, it goes on to say Prime Minister Anthony Albanese described the late senator as a man of principle and a politician of conviction. Jim Molan, he said, lived his life in service of our country. Before entering politics, Senator Molan spent four decades in the Australian Army, where he reached the rank of Major General. And it goes on to say, after retiring from the Army in 2008, he became involved in politics. In 2012, his first taste of what would become his political career was working with former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's government on its policy to stop asylum seeker boats. Operation Sovereign Borders became a controversial plan that turned back boats to Indonesia and saw Senator Molan working closely with the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Senator Molan is the father of Channel 9 personality Erin Molan. Now, this morning I thought, well, who can we talk with who would have been close to this wonderful man? And sure enough, on the doorstep, coming to the fore, was the executive manager these days of Enterprise North, former mayor of Cairns and close friend of Jim Molan, Kevin Byrne. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How did you receive this news today?
I was in shock, actually. I've been in touch with Jim, the last number of years. We're good mates, and I was on a walk early, listening to the ABC News 24 on my phone, and the announcement was made. I stopped immediately. I couldn't believe it. I knew Jim had battled cancer a number of years ago. He took leave at the time and fought it, and I understood him to be in remission. We've maintained our contact all through that period and up until a few months ago when I dropped contact with him, not deliberately, but I just didn't hear from him. And I thought, oh, no, the poor bugger's having a good break and so on. Obviously, he was still battling. And look, it's a great loss. I guess, how did I know Jim? We both served together as young army officers. He was a graduate of Dunfermline. I was a graduate of Portsea. He went off and did flying, and he was member of the aviation corps. He's flying in Papua New Guinea, and then he was seconded, as I was when I returned from Vietnam and Singapore, to head up the staff of the initial Joint Services Training College in Papua New Guinea that trained for the first time Papua New Guineans, young Papua New Guineans, to serve in the three disciplined services. And Jim and I were on the founding staff of that. He was a delightful man. He was newly married at the time. We developed a great friendship, of course. And then I later served with him when he was with 3 Battalion, which was the Parachute Battalion. We served together in when that battalion moved to Woodside in South Australia. It was formed and located at Woodside in South Australia. Jim later became a company commander there. And we've maintained a friendship ever since. You know, I'm talking now about, 3 decades ago. And in recent years, he and I have maintained a relationship because of our joint interests in matters strategic. I kept up my association with PNG, he went into bigger fields, of course, but he was the commander of a joint force in Iraq, and then he was also a senator at the time. So I basically recommunicated with him. We corresponded a lot because, as I mentioned to Warren Inch this morning, I had intended about 2 years ago, and Jim had agreed, he was going to come up here, we were going to talk, we were going to have a function, an open function. He was going to talk about the strategic importance of Northern Australia and his relations with what's happening with China.
Yes.
And of course, all that played out in the election subsequent to last year. Remember when the Solomons and everybody was sort of trading off their mateship with China and having a contest of wills, if you like, with Australia and our association with the Pacific. Jim was central to the knowledge of all of that. So we were in touch, and the idea was he was to come up here, and then, of course, COVID intervened, as it did with lots of things, and that never eventuated. It was my plan to bring him up this year because it's even more important today. So the news this morning was pretty bloody sad, to be honest, and so it has been with a number of my acquaintances who sent texts to me this morning. So he'll be remembered fondly, John, and he was a good thinker, but a practical thinker. He wasn't an academic style of military thinker, if people can understand the difference. He was a soldier first and foremost. He was a leader, very, very highly regarded by those whom he commanded. Wonderful family man, devoted to Anne, his wife, and his four kids. Always took time out for them. But he was a great servant of this country and, a real fine example of a senator that not only represented his state, New South Wales, but he had an overarching view of what's important for Australia.
Yes.
Tony Albanese, Anthony Albanese, correctly pointed out, he was a man of deep commitment and a deep faith in service, and he was a thoroughly decent man.
It's interesting to me and amazing that he still had the energy and the focus to write at such a pace during his battle with cancer. I mean, just recently, just before the break, we had him on the program talking about the release of his book, Danger on Our Doorstep, Jim Moylan, ex-Major General, best-selling author. Now, this was at a time he was prepared to come out, not only write this, but then, of course, embark on a series of interviews, television, radio, newspapers across Australia on this book, not just for the matter of getting it out there and getting it sold. He wanted to get the message out that we were in peril in this country by turning our backs on the threat of war, almost imminent war indeed. He was using the term, we need to be ready for a challenge to our freedom in as early as 5 years from now, which I think a lot of people thought, oh, that's ridiculous, that's an overstatement. But he was passionate on his view that Australia needed to start to arm itself and arm itself urgently, Kevin.
Absolutely. He thought about it relentlessly. I remember a few years ago when we were travelling and I was down in Canberra, and had some meetings down there on Northern Australia issues with relevant people. I met up with Jim and we had a chat, and we had this very passionate exchange where we both agreed that there was some discussion some years ago about the strategic fuel reserve. Jim always argued that we needed to have a strategic fuel reserve, a bit like what the US have. He said there's no point in going into conflict when we don't have enough fuel to fuel our ships, fuel our aircraft and things like that, and we needed to think strategically about where this fuel is located around Australia, because not only would Australians need it, but we also have some Pacific allies that will need this. I mean, this was big thinking, accurate thinking, and, I always remember us having a cup of coffee and talking about the many needs that Australia has, and Jim said to me, he said, Kevin, he said, you know what, he said, we've really taken the eye off the ball here,
yes,
and we've taken our foot off the accelerator in an action plan to not only just talk about buying planes and submarines and ships, and tanks and things, but how they will work. What's the logistic plan? It's a bit like what happened with COVID when, all the stuff from China broke down and their manufacturing broke down. Here we are with all our eggs in the Chinese basket, and guess what? The supply chains have ruptured. And we're still suffering and will suffer, this country, because we didn't have a supply chain that was resilient enough to have a number of feed-ins to it. And these are things that Jim thought about. I enjoyed the contest of his brain. I mean, I just love the level of his thinking. I love the lucid way he put it out there. He was fearless. He didn't mind telling prime ministers in very clear terms or defence ministers where our shortcomings were, and he was trusted. I think, a lot of the success of Operation Sovereign Borders that was instigated by the Howard government, you'll recall, was because they put a guy in charge and they trusted him.
Yeah.
And he put around himself trusted souls also. I mean, that's what this is all about. And we've lost that element of trust with a lot of these people that get up there and talk incessantly and produce nothing at the end of the day. We've had a decade of those people, and he was one of the rare gems that wasn't in that group.
Yeah. Now, he's going to be very, very sorely missed. Kevin, I really appreciate your words this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, John. A pleasure. He's a great man.
That's the former Cairns Mayor, Kevin Byrne, these days Executive Manager, Enterprise North, on the passing announced today of Senator Jim Molan, who has, after fighting cancer for some time, passed away, in his sleep, if I heard rightly this morning, aged 72.